In the Gold Essential Buddhist Prayers Book, please turn to page 27, and we'll chant the Seven Limb Prayer. Page 27.
Gosum gupe gone chaselo ne shami su chuchi marubu tome ne sadi sun tam che shak ke mo ge wa na la ye yi rong ko wa ma tom ba du le shu ne do lo che ki ko lo ko wa dang na shen ge nam jang chu chen po ngo.
Now turn to page 97. And we'll chant the short mandal offering at the bottom of the page 97.
Sa shi per ki shu shi me to tam ri ra blin shi ni de yen pa ri sa
Mandalakam Niriatayami
Sanje
Chedan Soki Chanam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chenengi Pesanangi Dola Penchu Sanke Tu Pasho
Sanje
Chedan Soki Chanam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chenengi Pesanangi Dola Penchu Sanke Tu Pasho
Sanje
Chedan Soki Chanam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kapsuchi
Good evening. Can you hear? Can you hear? Okay. Oh yeah. how to, you know, meditate on emptiness. You know, this here is, you know, based on 4-point analysis. So, based on how to meditation, using the 4-point analysis, so based on 4-point analysis. So there's the same instructions been used, you know, so all these great masters like Lama Tsongkhapa, Lama Atisha, all of that, all the Tibetan masters they use, you know, so the same instructions. So among those 4-point analysis, first one, we are still, I think, we haven't finished the first point. Ne is like the critical point. Oh? There's 4 critical points in order to do meditation on emptiness. Importance of, you know, recognizing objects of, you know, negations, object of repetitions. There are, you know, 3 different types of, you know, types of, as a different types of experience, so experiencing self. So I already explained that last Wednesday. So now here the last one, the experience itself, you know, has a something, you know, like experiencing self, something like independent, you know, not depending on aggregates, but something independent, okay? Self, you know, experiencing self, something independent, not depending on mind and the aggregate. So that is what is called, that's called nanzi, self-grasping mind. That's the wrong view, self-grasping mind. So that's the root, or sometimes they're called fundamental confusions or ignorance. So that's the cause of, you know, all the problems. So that's the one that needs to be eliminated by, you know, antidote. In this case, what is the antidote? Antidote is the wisdom realizing emptiness. That's the antidote, okay? Wisdom realizing emptiness. Oh, that's the antidote. So what here, nyembo means antidote. John means destroyed. You know, what needs to be destroyed is like self-grasping mind. Or rely on antidote. In this case, antidote is like wisdom realizing emptiness. So what he nimbi jumju chushi nanzi is mistaken or wrong view, mistaken, like self-grasping mind. There's a mistaken, not just that, also wrong, and there's a wrong view. Di nambi yo ribe gaja yis, nambi yo ribe gaja yis, nambi yo, so self-grasping mind object is like, has the inherent self is the object, so that's the one needs to be negate or repute. Naturally, all beings quite heavily rely on their self-grasping mind. So then from there, then you say, oh, I eat, or I go, I'm going to bed, you know, so I'm going to take a shower, or I'm going to walk, so then mine, I, mine, all of that, you know, like from there, you know. Kind of like that self-grasping mind leads, you know, everything that, you know, we pretty much do, I, like that, you know. So, without even bothering to analyze, you know. When I say I, we don't analyze. We don't analyze. We just say I. We don't analyze how that moment, very that moment, how I'm perceiving self or I. We don't analyze. We just go with that. We just go with that. We don't analyze. We go with that. So, just satisfy, just able to say I, without analyzing, you know, how I'm perceiving. This very moment, how I'm perceiving self. Am I perceiving self, or just like, merely level based on aggregate and mind, or is just like something that exists is on site, or is on site, or we don't analyze, or? Just satisfy because able to say I, you know, just able to feel I or experience I, that's no good enough to analyze, and we just go with that. So that is, main, generally speaking, you know, not every one of them, but generally speaking, that's like, kind of like self-grasping mind. Angry, then, you know, happy, and, you know, like, and down, and all of that, you know. These are all real. It's not just, you know, illusion. These are all real. Or I go, I sleep, you know, I walk around, you know, like all of that, you know, it's real, you know. It's all real on based on mere self, merely level self. Not based on inherent existent self. I'm going, I'm sitting, you know, I'm like showering, you know, all of, I'm eating, all of that is, you know, all of that, you know, like, is real based on merely level self, based on aggregate and mind, merely level self. Self do exist, you know, how in, like, according to Buddhist philosophy, how you can, what are the evidence that you say, oh, things do exist? What is the evidence? What is the proof? The proof is, if there's support is by valid cognizer, then you can say, oh, this thing do exist. Because it's like perceived by valid cognizers. So, make sense? Valid cognizers, unmistaken mind. So better to say, for unmistaken mind, there'll be some, like, you know, philosophical, there's some, you know, like problems, you know, so better to say valid cognizer, better to say valid cognizer. Valid cognizer in prasangika system does not mean unmistaken, you know. Does not mean unmistaken. So oh yeah, so better to say valid cognizer, you know. Or you can say a valid base. Valid base. You can't just call this bread. This is not bread. No, this is wood, you know. So there's no valid base to support this bread. No, there's no valid base, no. It's against conventional reality. Goes against the conventional reality that nobody calls this bread. Bread people, you know, it's called prayer wheel. So, so that's hard to say, no. Mhrenjelas, ngayen nangzu, as a natural self-grasping mind, you know, not just human. Every sentient beings has that. Every sentient beings has this natural self-grasping mind. It's not the unique quality of human beings. Every living beings, you know, has that. But that's the root of all the problems, not just human beings. So that's called Senji, it's called natural self-grasping mind. So natural self-grasping mind, when he, that mind, interacting with the self, you know, self, and the part, not entire self, but partially, their self, their mind do correspond to the self, they do exist, you know, like conventional self. What is not exist is like inherently existing self. That is the object of negation, that doesn't exist. Huh? Then holding so tightly on that, then, you know, getting angry, you know, saying all kind of things, is just built on something that's wrong. Then it is, that's what it says, but, the Hengjela Nanzu Chidawa Shin, Hengjela Nanzu Chidawa Shin, you know, Shenda Mateva Savo Michele, Narashi Sutu Chile Nanzu Tansa. It's very, very hard to differentiate. Whenever we say I, sometimes we do correspond with the I that exists. And most of the time we do correspond with the I that does not exist. It's like something is by its own side, or something, you know, inherent existence, or something solid, independence. But it's hard to differentiate. It's because there's so much, it's like it's very much mixed. It's hard to differentiate. Even though we do experience, inherent self, we do correspond with inherent self, which does exist, and we do correspond with the self which exists, all on life with life. But it's very, very hard to differentiate because it's very much mixed. Why? Because we don't analyze. If we start to analyze, maybe, not right away, slowly, you could make, you could differentiate between those two selves. But right now, it's very hard. Why we don't analyze? That's why. That's why. Tene, natural self-grasping mind. That's what Manzul Henje. You know, you don't need to meditate, or you don't need to read some books in order to have this, feeling of self. It's just natural. Natural self-grasping mind. Rangri Jula Jindu. Is here all the time, even in the dream, it is still no active in the dream. It's there when you are awake, not just that. When you are dreaming, it's still there, when the two, when you are awake, it's still there. Tibet werden sleep, no dreaming, there's no. So you just, but, you don't. Gentle Martin and Nero, so Queen knows so music. Gentle Martin and Nero, Queen knows so music. The Gentle Martin and Nero, so Queen knows so music. Gen is the conditions, no conditions. Such as if somebody is screaming at you, yelling at you, these are the conditions. Or somebody is praising you. The same, it doesn't have to be negative, it can be positive. Somebody praises you, so if somebody, you know, like, give you something, somebody praises you, they are so happy, you know, so happy. If somebody criticizes you, look down on you, yell at you, so then you say, oh, how dare, you know, that you talk to me like that. At that moment, that this is the condition, that moment that we have very strong sense of self, but that moment we don't analyze. If you analyze and you will see how that self is appearing, how that self, you know, then we don't analyze. Oh. Without that kind of situations, without that kind of situations, like, you know, going all the way up, going all the way down, without that kind of situations, normally is that object of, you know, like natural self-grasping mind, object of that natural self-grasping mind is inherent self. Generally speaking, normally it is not very clear, it's not very obvious. But it will become very obvious, very clear when we get upset, when we get so happy, if somebody criticizes you, somebody, you know, and then, you know, you feel like, how dare that, you know, you talk to me like that. So that moment, you know, when you get angry, so then that object of self-grasping, natural self-grasping mind is so vivid or so clear, but we don't analyze. We don't analyze. So, Mother Nazul Lenge, Nazul Lenge, or Nazul Lenge, Rangre Jula, Jindam, Mujita, Teme, so, Teme is praise, Meme is criticize, Teme. So, they do happiness, do means no problem, sufferings, no, problem, all kind of complications. They do it, Chimbushi, not just mild, it has to be something big, you know, something big, it's not just mild, you know, something big, you know, like, really, has a shouting, has a shouting the tip of my lung, has a top of my voice, really screaming. Yeah. Did you say top of my lung? Huh? How you say it? Screaming your lungs out. Top of my lung out. Oh, that sounds. This. Yeah. So like, you know, it has to be not mild. It has to be something big. Wow, you are so good. You look so wonderful. Not just like, oh, you look kind of good. Not like that. It has to be something, you know, like big. You know? They do so. Big conditions. That moment, that inherent self is very vivid or very, how to say, crystal clear, it's very obvious, but we should analyze. We should analyze. So, how you do? Like, when you're walking around the lake with friends, one eye, you look on the road, of course you have to look on the road, otherwise you could tip so around. At the same time, you are also like aware of your friends. Like that, like one mind is like, you know, aware of all the activities and simultaneously aware of how I'm experiencing self. Like that, you know, that's how the analyze should be done. Oh. Usually, no, somebody calling me. somebody screaming at you, then you really know it's a dead mom, you know. Pen na mishe mbashik rangla kukhatsubata wasu. If somebody is not, for example, here Lama says, if somebody accusing you that you steal something, steal something. Kukhatsubana ngala name nagal di dabu cheri no. I did not steal, but still you are accusing me that I steal something, you know, so that something like that, that I did not steal, but still you are blaming me that I stole, you are, you know, like whatever that is, you know, so like that. Now, that moment, I is so strong, that moment, you know. So then, you know, need to analyze, you know, rather than just getting very angry, just bust out, need to analyze. But is it easy? It's not easy. It's hard. Easy to say. No, it's not hard. No, it's not easy. Nala nane nane da chung namu shedan tabu lande. Shedan tabu lande. What we don't analyze what we do, we get angry. We're just angry, very, very angry. Lande, nane me this. Okay, so then it's get very angry. What is it? We don't say, okay, just wait, I'm going to analyze. We don't say that, okay, just wait, I'm so angry, I'm going to analyze how I'm explaining myself. We don't say that. No, so you are blaming, you're accusing me that I steal something, so just wait. No, so then you think you would take revenge or maybe to prove other person's wrong. Name it is, no, I will, I say, I will. Name it is not so. I can tolerate. So it means I will do something, doesn't it? Even though you try to stop, but no, not able to stop because it's like really now, I say, sure means if you catch something, you know, all of a sudden it just, I say, get out of your hand. You try to catch, but all of a sudden you get out of your hand, what do you call? It doesn't have to be slippery, you know, so it can be like hair. It can grab, but somehow, you know, it just... You lose it. Yeah, so whatever that is, so you lose it. Or whatever you call it. My name is somebody accusing you, the object of accusations, that's in this case, me, accusation, so, my name is, so I can't tolerate, like that eye, so that, like, same, that eye, so that is very, so, so strong. Maria says, at that moment you feel like I was accused, and I was looked down, so I will not, you know, so not as a, I'll take revenge, or I'll prove that you're wrong, that they're like I, that's, people do create so many stories of that as well. Usually when you say I, and then that moment, that, you know, I saw it strong, but we don't analyze, you know? No. Almost feel like that's like coming from the center of your heart, not the physical heart. Yeah, it's like almost coming from there, you know. And then, like something like concrete, solid. Something concrete, so not mild. Something concrete, solid is like coming out of the center of your heart. Like that strong, that the feelings. That moment, exactly experiencing the object of self-grasping mind, you know, that moment experiencing the object that needs to be negated, at that moment experiencing that, that moment. That's how that's how you perceive object of negations, you know, object of negations in self-grasping. So inherent self. Solid, concrete, independent, you know, not dependent on body and mind, is just totally separate from that. That feeling, when you analyze, you know. Teta, ganji da, dedo ki chi, kaya ruwa, tebe, lo ni ngonju shiki, manzo lenji, shukji, jedo, chukneza, tiya sam, kwe mazo ta kwe sam. You just need to just imagine, it doesn't have to be somebody has to scream, you don't need to hire somebody, oh please, would you mind to scream at me, yell at me, and like blame me or something, no, you don't do that. You just imagine. So that's going to be problems, you know. No need to hire. just imagine. Yeah, you know, so we have been yelled, we have been screamed, so maybe pretty much same, you know, all in our lives, you know. Or we've been praised, you know, like greatly praised, you know, greatly criticized, greatly looked down by friends, relatives, family members, neighbors, or like strangers. You just need to bring those experiences up and just imagine. Just imagine somebody's calling John or Gishigalek. If that doesn't help, then you need to imagine more, like, you know, somebody screaming at you, accusing at you. Now they just imagine, okay. Then when you feel like, when you experience self, then you need to analyze. Am I experiencing self that's like depending on, that's like merely level on aggregate in the mind, or I'm experiencing some self that's something solid or independent in the end of life? For example, Lamdu Mini Shibdindoa, so no two friends, you know, not going around the Shelly Lake. It doesn't say Shelly Lake here, but going around the Shelly Lakes, you know. Making suji you throw that, you know. Part of your eyes look at your friends, you know. You don't look like that, you walk, then you maybe hit or bump into somebody else. But part of you are looking at him or her, and part of you are looking at the road like that. Lando mini shinodana make suji you throw that. The part of your eyes look at your friends, part of your eyes look at the road. Or path, or sidewalk. Tani dhuwa da, lo ching means, you know, lo ching hinges, you know, like, not like this particular mind, that particular mind, just mind, you know, just mind. Lo ching means, you know, general mind, or awareness, or. Lo ching hinges, gajin nawa chata chuklas. That's how you do meditation on emptiness, heavily relying on the fast point analysis. Oh. See? So just imagine, you know, somebody calling you, somebody says something, somebody screaming at you, yelling at you, praising you. Oh. Doesn't have to be negative. It can be somebody, you know, praising you so much. It can be like that. Oh. With calm mind, then you have to imagine that some person, you know, you have to imagine how I'm going to think of myself. Oh, somebody's calling my name, that's one way to do. Or somebody's, you know, criticizing me, or somebody's praising me. You know, you have to, as a use, you know, different ideas to how to perceive self, with calm mind, so then you just imagine how to perceive self. Then you have to imagine, like praise or criticize or like that. No, it's such a thermotics. She gets hinge in those bagus. Not whole mind, part of the mind needs to observe. Observe whole experience. I am now experiencing self. The part of the mind is observing or overlooking how you are experiencing self. How? No, no. You know, we try to remember some text, you know, we are reciting some text, couldn't remember, but you already memorized and you're just stuck. The part of the mind is thinking, you know, trying to figure it out, trying to remember. Part of the mind is overlooking whether you are remembering correctly or not correctly. Overlooking like that, you know, same like that. Part of the mind is eating chocolate, not the mind. Part of the mind is looking how much you can eat or how much you cannot eat, you know, kind of like observing like that, you know, similar like that, also the same like, okay. Lo yi cha shi tamo, means, you know, subtle part of the mind, not entire mind, because need also need to think of yourself, but the part of the subtle mind observing or overlooking whole process, whole experience, you know. The part of the mind, that mind needs to be analyzed how you are experiencing self now, you know, like that. So that, you know, part of the mind. It has to be a part. It becomes like the part of the mind needs to be well balanced, you know. If you put a lot of effort, if you put if the part of the mind becomes so strong, then you may end up seeing nothing. No, that's reality. No, so that's a long-sut-tabe means part of the mind that's observing the self that you are experiencing now, the part of the mind is overlooking to the self that you are experiencing now. If that mind becomes so, energy level of that mind that becomes so high, so then they say, no, so that will not, shukchana, you may lose the power of analysis. So then just become, you know, the conclusion could be like some kind of empty, you know, that's also not good. Misawa jurve tap kiri misawa jurves. And also, the object become unclear. So, skillful way, you know. Need to analyze, observe the part of the mind, needs to analyze the self that you're experiencing skillfully. Not too push. Then, you know. Then the object may become very unclear, then you just end up seeing something empty. No, this is not the point. Misawa jiwa tapkyo means the skillful way. No, skill tapkyo means skillful way, okay? Skillful way. It's very, very important to analyze skillfully. That's what Lama says. Very, very important to analyze skillfully, no? It's very important, so. At that moment, you know, if you are doing that very skillfully, at that moment, natural self-grasping mind, that very mind, how that perceiving the self, if you analyze, how self is appearing to that, you know, natural self-grasping mind, analyze. Kavrisa, experience will be various based on individual practitioners, you know, individual meditators. So, comes in sometimes, or sometimes, or need to drink something. Sometimes it. Sometimes it feels like, oh, it's on the body, it's on the self, it's on the body. Sometimes that's one kind of feeling. Sometimes when you analyze, you know, skillfully when you analyze, sometimes that you feel, oh, the self is on the body, or on the body, or maybe some people may end up seeing the body as self, you know, so you know, on the body, either way. You know. Then sometimes it feels like it's on the mind. It's on the mind. That's a various, I say, experience. That's not just particular one. Or you can have this experience or this experience or that experience. Not like that. Various experience. So, because. It's not the correct way of natural self-grasping mind experiencing self, no self. Make sense? Natural self-grasping mind. You understand that? So that natural self-grasping mind experiences self. Experiences self? Oh, yeah. So that's not natural self-grasping mind. It's corresponding with the... That's not how that natural self-grasping mind is corresponding with the self. It's not like that. It's not like, oh, it's on the body. Or maybe sometimes it's on the mind. It's not like that. There is something absolute, inherent, independent. It's not about in the body, it's not on the mind, it's something absolute, inherent, concrete. Oh? So there is no this like, or experiencing, or maybe self on the body. That's not how natural self-grasping mind corresponds to self. So there's, you know, oh, it's on the mind, not like that, no. Something concrete, self, no, so concrete, absolute, okay. Thing that's not how the self appears to natural self-grasping mind, or is on the body, or is the mind. No, that's not how it appears. It appears as an independent, inherent absolute. That's how it appears. No? So then, whenever you have this experience, when you analyze skillfully, when you experience, oh, maybe it's on the body, you are still not understanding the object of self-grasping, natural self-grasping mind. It's on the body, still not understanding correctly the object of natural self-grasping mind. So this is like, then once you understand there's something solid, concrete, inherent, then that moment you're understanding now the object of self-grasping mind. What needs to be negated, okay, or refute. Oh. Is it clear? Oh yeah. If it's not clear, just scream. Then I will meditate. Just scream, I will meditate. Or I'll just drink tea. So, then tell Manjul Hingela, my number, Shazun number, mean last now. Or experience yourself. Maybe it's on the body. Still, you are not understanding the object of natural self-grasping mind. Or maybe it's on the mind, subtler, but still not understanding the object of natural self-grasping mind. So that is like absolute, inherent, independent. This is not dependent on anything. Not on the mind, not on the body. Not even on anything like that. No? No?
if we have
anybody wants like sugar-free candy? No? Anybody wants sugar-free candy?
Mm. Keshelet, then if you are experiencing or you see the natural self-grasping mind, if you're in the middle of that, let's say you're had a car accident and you're upset, then a subtle mind would not be there by definition of natural self-grasping mind. You can't have a subtle mind observing that, correct? Or
subtle mind means like part of the mind.
Can part of the mind be observing the natural self-grasping?
It's hard, but you know, you can analyze, but it's very, very hard. You can analyze. But, you know, these people who saw emptiness, they don't have any experience like that. They have never car accident because they never own car. So they never drive. So that kind of problem.
But they argue. But they argue, or they may have had a disagreement in the past as an experience. So.
Yeah, but you know, like if you like dream meditation on emptiness based on fast point analysis, and you could, you know, apply, even though when you have a car accident, you could apply. But you know, if you don't do anything day to day life, then just applying there, I'm not sure. So
it's very difficult then. Okay.
You know, we don't have to sit down, you know, people should not get this idea, okay, when I want to make an emptiness, I need to sit down. You don't need to sit down. You can analyze. You don't sit down, no. You know, your car accident, there are so many things happening, all the injuries, all so many things involved. I'm not sure, it's not that easy. So I just do it at home, you know, so I just, till to wait, have some kind of accidents, so I just, daily basis, you know, so it's very possible. But you know, it's hard.
Thank you.
It's a bit hard. Any more comments? Yeah, Lee.
I'm wondering about that awareness, the observer part, is that part of the I, the mistaken I, that awareness?
No.
Or is that...
That's just awareness, not the mistaken I.
Is that...
Because you are, you know, like... you are trying to imagine, you know, like... No, I try to deliberately trying to have experience of self. Imagine somebody calling you or somebody criticizing you. Then the part of the mind is observing how you're experiencing self. You know, like basically, dream, you as a person dream two things. But the mind, you can't, you know, divide yourself, that's yourself the one. But you are the one who's doing meditation. But the mind, you know, so then part of the mind is observing that. Part of, you know, you are doing, like, while reading a book, you know, part of the mind looking at the kids, you know, make sure they are safe, you know, they are playing correctly, you know. Not like entirely there so they can read. No, we do read, you know, yeah, so people text, you know, then part of the mind text. If you just focus text, you know, the people do text them when they're driving. So that means they're doing, there's two minds. One mind is looking at the traffic, one mind is looking here. Similar like that. Make sense? Is there your questions? Well, say it again if you want to say more. If you want to say more, say, please. Huh? Is that your question?
Yes, thank you.
Awareness, there's no self. Awareness, there's no part of your mind overlooking whole experience, whole your meditations.
the awareness part is sort of like the primordial part. It's a pure part. It's related to the Buddha nature, or
no? It's not Buddha nature. It's not pure. It's not just. It's just awareness. It's not Buddha nature. It's just awareness.
It's part of the mental aggregate.
Yeah, it's part of the mind. It's part of the mind. You know, part of the mind. It's not. It's not Buddha nature. So, Buddha nature actually is not mind. It is no. Buddha nature is not mind. It's emptiness. It's not mind. Buddha nature is not mind. So,
thank you.
It's not just regular awareness. You know, awareness. Same like, you know, looking, reading email at the same time, looking for kids, you know, where they are, are they, you know, you are doing the same thing together, you know, like that. Part of the mind is thinking about the children. Part of the mind is reading email or answering email, like that. It's not Buddha nature, it's just mind. But that awareness could become an omniscient mind. That awareness could be the omniscient mind. It's not just positive, it's just not non-negative, it's just awareness. It's not, of course, not anger, it's not jealous, you know, the negative mind can analyze. Because their negative minds are mistaken, so they are mistaken, so they can analyze. It has to be neutral or positive, it's just the neutral of the mind, okay?
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Basis or base. What's the difference between basis and base? Same. Premise or base. Dashi means base, okay? Dashi. Dak means the level where you put on, level. Object, that's the, then called dashi, that means the base. Da literally means level. Dashi means object where you level. Dashi called dashi, so. Then, dashi, listen, dashi. What is the base? Base is mind and body. Body, you know. Did not say physical body, it's just a body. Means all five senses is considered as a body. It's not physical body, it's a body. It's not a form body, you know, it's called body, it's not a form body. Form body means physical body. The basis of self, is like body and mind, okay, body and mind. Dashi. Dashi, listen to touch, kansa. What do you call like object and level? Is that called object and level? Object and level, here, in this case, object is body and mind. Level is self. Or you can say, you know, Ramula, Kandula, and all of this, you know. Somebody decided to call Kandula, so then after that, when you see, then you say, oh, Kandula, before that, no, it's not, that's not, no. Kandula is just merely level. No, it doesn't become, oh, Kandula doesn't become like automatically become Kandula. Did you become automatically? So then, this is all wrong. Did you become Kandula automatically or no? If you become Kandula automatically, then this all text is wrong. uh, Tiene ahora Dasi Lucinda Tachu Kansa Machere Tsoba Tiene Washi Tene Dasi Lucinda Tachu Kansa Machere Machere Tsoba Tiene Washi Tene Nalini Washi Minde Padan Noko Masam Jemel Masam Jemel Mam is talk Some is think Germans say emptiness is like unexpressible, but you are saying much better, so that's good. So that, then, now, unthinkable, Muslim, inexpressible, then another one, that's inexpressible, Ma, that's probably, untalkable, I say. So anyway, yeah, there's another one, undescribable, inexpressible, so, Masam, unthinkable.
Unthinkable is not a good, or beyond concept.
Masam. You must have some of them.
Inconceivable.
Oh, yeah. So these three words, when you see, you can't express or explain exactly the way you experience. You can't. Because it's hard, you know. It's like, you can try all your best, you know. That's what Lamas love doing. But you know, experience, not just that, you know, any experience, you can say so much, do you know, like you can talk about India, you know, so, experience is not easy to express. Experience is not easy to describe. You know, you can say so much, you know, so like, if you don't have any idea about depression, other person can say so much, but you will feel you don't feel anything because you don't understand. And then, if somebody sees emptiness, then if somebody understands emptiness, if somebody talks of emptiness, that person may feel something. You know. Generally speaking, it's very very hard. So anyway, so now here, it's not here, I just brought this up. It's not part of here, I just brought this up, you know. I already told you before, reciting Heart Sutra, there's one stanza that we recite. So maybe Chukila found, or maybe we have that. Also, probably is not in the book. I don't think so. Because Heart Sutra is all about emptiness. That's why you say this stanza before you recite Heart Sutra. Masam jemi shara parashi majem benga namwe mois. Tuzum jere yumla chase los. Homage to the mother three times. That's the last one. Oh. No.
My notes. Thanks, Donna, though.
Homage to the mother of the victors of the three times, to the perfection of wisdom beyond thought and expression, unborn, unceasing, in the nature of space, the object of the exalted wisdom which knows itself. And then there's a...
Yeah, there's only four lines.
Right. Well, there's a second translation, Geshe-la, so there's two different translations.
It says, you know, it's like composed by Shakyamuni Buddha's son, say, Dajenzin, you know, like Shakyamuni Buddha, he has only one son, and his son, probably, his son wrote it that, you know. That's called Rahula. Rahula, yeah, in Sanskrit it's called Rahula. Tibetan is called Seh, Dajenzin, Seh means, you know, prince. Seh, Dajenzin. There's a name, Rahula, Rajendra. Sound observer, something like that. Rajendra said that's Rahula, yeah. It says, you know, he composed that stanza. So, so that, you know, so then that, you know, we said that stanza before we said Heart Sutra. So in that sentence, clearly said, you know. Then go on. So now the question is, then how you identify objects of, you know, like this natural grasping mind, which is inherent self. How you experience, how you identify. You know? So the question that I'm just making it up, just question probably will help us, you know. Question is not that that's the questions. The Dashi Lucinda Pashi Kansa Machere Tsova Pemiwashi. Dashi Lucinda Pashi Kansa Machere Tsova Machere Tsova. Tsova means collections. Or collection. Something is collection, you know, collection of something. But that collection is nothing to do with the mind and the body. That collection is nothing to do with the body and mind. There's nothing to do with that. Dashi losing the Tashi Kansa Machere is nothing to do with body and nothing to do with the mind. It's just collections of, you know, like pen me washi tene na linye washi. So then that's how you experience the object of natural self-grasping mind, you know, or another way to say it, like inherent self. It's nothing to do with the body and mind, it's nothing to do with the body and mind. That's why sometimes it's called independent. Totally independent. It's not dependent on body, or it's not dependent on mind, it's just independent, you know. It's not just the self, you know, the inherent self, the very experience, it's not just, oh, just label on body and mind, it's not like that, you know. It's like, it's from its own side. That's how we experience inherent self, independent self, absolute self. Or another way to say it is like the object of natural grasping mind. So that object needs to be identified before, in order to negate, in order to refute, you have to understand what needs to be refuted. Otherwise you think, oh, maybe you refute mice and you thought, oh, I refute elephant. No, elephant, no idea. Like that, okay. Am I making any sense? That's the best I can do. So, if you experience like that, when you analyze, if you experience like that, so then you are finding, you found the target. Then you found the target. No, you found the target. No, it's body. You are not still finding the target. Oh, it's mind. You're still not finding the target. You're finding something, but you are not finding the target. You cannot shoot arrow because it's not a target. If you shoot arrow, it doesn't help. Still, could be, or maybe it's like my body does still not find a target. Or it's maybe it's like my mind does not still find a target. Say, okay. Independent from body and mind, totally separated. Then you find a target. So that means you're complete now. You gain the, not just understanding, experiential understanding of first point analysis. So you found a target. So then after that, so then you know, so now it's very clear. Now you're able to distinguish between inherent self and the self, mere self. Now you're able to distinguish, no? More than then you big conditions. Without big conditions, usually when you sit down, ups and down. That based on conditions. You don't just become like up and down because for nothing. The based on conditions. Something happened, then you're so happy, or something, you're so down. The best of conditions in that moment, so you just need to imagine. We don't need to hire someone to criticize us. You just imagine, So that's like then you found the target unmistakably. You found the target. That's the. Then you really found the target. Chume imbe. Take news, goba. Goba les halos. Then it's easy to refute or negate. Because now you know what needs to be negated. So see, that's why it's critical. See? If you don't negate that, there will be no emptiness. Seeing emptiness is not going to happen. First you need to identify, in order to see room, feel elephant. First you have to understand what is elephant. If you say, somebody told me that elephant looks like donkey, maybe donkey is elephant, so like that. What is cows? Oh, cow that has long ear and the horn and kind of looks like a little bit like gray or maybe white. Or you thought, that's cow. So next time you see with horn, big ears, kind of gray, then you probably end up calling cow. Or there's someone that's like white, or you say, that's not cow. So we have to have no understanding. So there's like talking about the room free of room empty elephant, first you need to identify elephant. So then you can talk with confidence, there's no elephant. Even though there's some other animals, you can say, there's no elephant. There's no elephant. So there's finding target, that's like first point analysis. So that's like finding a target, before you shoot the arrow, maybe hit the bull's eye. That's important. If you identify that, then it's easy to eliminate or negate or refute. Please don't ask me how long it takes. I have no clue. Finding a target. Don't ask me. So I have no clue. So doesn't mean you are not going to find. You could find. So could take years and years. Could take days. Could take months. Who knows? But it does, according to Lama Tsongkhapa, it does require vast amount of merit. But, you know, or maybe vast amount of merit, maybe I should not read about emptiness, first I should collect merit. Not like that. Reading, thinking, talking about emptiness is collecting vast amount of merit. It's collecting vast amount of merit. Should not think, oh, maybe Father, I should collect merit, you know, so then after meeting, that's the wrong idea. Huh? So, So Lama Tsongkhapa did said, you know, it requires vast amount of merit to support, because this is really profound. The most powerful purification practice, reading, thinking, talking, thinking deep of emptiness, the most powerful purification practice. Why? It goes against the root. That's why. Even like you can like make offerings filled with the sky, you know, like all kind of offering, cookies, cheesecake, chocolate chip cookies, you know, all orange juice, fruit, all kind of that filled with the sky. Then you make offering, you create merit, but merit or emptiness, you create more merit than that. This is it. So now almost, you know, almost finished. Okay, the first part is almost done now. Therefore, need the Tavi Gashi, Chap Chijuna Soba, Kawaisa. Dig Music Machana, Tazu Chalas. Mudichana, this is very, very important. Finding the target is very, very important. Identifying the target, finding target, very, very important. Never need Tavi Gashi, Chap. So that we skip that part. No, that was only important for debate. No, we are not going to debate here. The Gunzi Machiava Tabu, Gunzi Machiava Tabu. If we don't analyze, we experience all the time. All the time. Means there's no inherent self. We experience that all the time. If we don't analyze. When you analyze or identify or find, listen to the thing to give the devil many visions. If you try to analyze, then it's kind of the self, we are talking about the self. It's like kind of like, almost like hide and seek, you know, so that the self hides between body and mind, you can, they hide. When you try to analyze, they just hide. When you don't analyze, it's there, you know. Yeah, basically it's like hide and seek game. Hide and seek. The combination of body and mind is just kind of hide behind the combination of body and mind. Therefore, it's hard to find, or you are not going to find. That means, doesn't mean there, you know, it's like that. Pena, so this, I think this example is very good. Pena, yanka chenpo. Yanka chenpo means, how you say, probably here, I'm not really going to cover it, in Nepal, when you go to Nepal, like Sikkim, all the road is like, you know, built around the mountains. When you look down, you can only see cloud. You can see probably nothing, you know, a few trees, but cloud. What is it called? What do you call? Huh? Cliff. Not just cliff, very, very deep or high. When you go to the top of the Mount Everest, when you look down, what is that?
You can do a very deep valley.
That's all. Then the other is when you walk on the edge of the cliff, Grand Canyon, so probably there's some building, they have like glass, you walk on there, feeling, that one feeling. Prabhupada, you know, so like that there's like fear that I may fall down. You see, oh, my body will fall down. You don't say that. Oh, my mind will fall down. You just say, I may fall down. That moment, experiencing the target, that moment. You don't say, my body may fall down. You don't say that, no? Even people don't say that. And they don't feel that, no? Oh, my body, no? So, I am about to fall. Don't go there, you will fall. No, we don't say, your body will fall. We don't say, your mind will fall. We just say, you. That means like, what? Means totally independent from like, body and mind. At that moment, the body and the mind almost like, you know, when you mix the milk and the water, you can differentiate what is milk, what is water, it's all mixed. Like that, at that moment, body and mind almost mixed like that, you know, like water and milk. Then from there, the thing is already like from there, there's the feeling of I. Feeling like there's nothing to do with the body or mind. From there, they say, I am going to fall down. Or I am falling, you know, like that. So see, it's very interesting. I told you one story. One like a merchant, you know, he's like probably sick of, you know, doing business. Then he decided to, you know, like to farm. So then, you know, and then, you know, like the cow or whatever, yak, probably is more like yak, so not pulling the things that, you know, kind of like, how is it, plow the ground, got tired, so then decide, oh, maybe do some meditations, you know. So then he's doing this chir practice, chir, you know. That practice is also to cut that, you know, self-grasping mind. That's the chir practice, you know. So then they like have big, like, drums, and then, you know, they chant and they go to cemeteries to do this practice, you know. So then he's having some kind of, you know, fear, you know, doing this practice. Then he's kind of fear. The basically what you do, you go to the cemetery, then you invite all these, you know, like, beings, whoever wants to take my body, and you're just offering them, you know, like, without attachment, you're just offering that, you know. So he was having some kind of fear, so like fear of interaction with, you know, like, could be hungry ghosts, could be anything, you know, there's like cemeteries, so there's beings that stuck in that between dead and birth, you know, there's all kind of that, all different kind of that. So then he's having some kind of fear, so then he went to Lama to come, have, consult with Lama, so then Lama said, okay, go back. And he's trying to recite some mantras, and he was wondering, should I recite, you know, some kind of Ratul mantra? Lama said, don't do anything, just go back. All of a sudden he felt that, you know, they lift him up from the ground. All this spirit lift him up from the ground, very high up, drop him from the sky. Feeling, you know. And he thought, like, when he dropped down the ground, he thought, okay, now I'm finished. You know? It's all finished. Then after a little while, then he wake up, so then he said, I am not finished. So emptiness. So that I am finished, that I is target, that's gone now. That is like concrete self. I'm finished, that I is now gone. So then after that, oh, I'm alive, so then somehow this emptiness. So that's what I'm saying. Cannot say it takes months or years or maybe hard to say. You know. So there is a strong sense of self that's like that's like natural self-grasping mind, that's gone, that moment, when you thought, I am over now. Over, how you say, I'm finished. Yeah, when he felt that, when he felt that he was dropped down from hundreds of feet, you know, dropped down, and when he hit on the ground, then he thought, I'm finished. And he, no, it's not just, oh, I'm finished, you're not like, no, really, deep down, this, I'm finished. So then, wake up, it's not finished. Then he found another target, so, anyway. So now time's over, so maybe it's like a little bit to go, so maybe next Wednesday, Wednesday or next Friday, probably we'll finish, so the first point, okay, so then, yeah, next Wednesday, we'll finish the first point, then start with the second point. So, and thank you very much for showing your interest in emptiness. It's good, because you are getting closer. Not for sure, you are not getting far away, but getting closer. How close? No clue, so don't ask me, I have no clue. But, you know, to cut the root of samsara, huh? So much marriage, you know, been created, okay? Mm-hmm. So then next Friday, we'll finish the first point, then maybe with the second point, okay? Mm-hmm. For beginner, short, multiple meditations. You can't just sit there, push, that's unskillful. Short. Best way to stop is like, when you feel good, stop. That's the best way to stop. Not my experience, I'm just saying this, and I read somewhere in books, that's what I'm saying. Not my experience, you know. No experience at all. But for beginner, short, you know, multiple times, you know, short, many. And when you have, when you gain some kind of confidence, and when you, then few, then long, you know, few, then long. That's how the meditation has been done, okay? Yeah, thank you.
So in the Gold Prayer Book, turn to page 235, and we'll chant the general dedication prayers.
Just go once in a while. No, so like when you're at home, cooking, you know, here, so once in a while, say, "Oh, I," then just analyze. You know, you don't have to just sit down to become so serious. You know. So we go like around there. Oh, I'm going to eat. Just pause. Then I don't just know things like that. You know, that has to be a very serious meditation. So to become familiar. Okay. You know?
Gewadi Duda Lama Sange Sushune Dorje Yamalupa De Jangju Senjo Rinpoche Ma ke pa nam ke guchi Ke wa nyong pa me pa yang Gone gong du pa wa sho. And turn to page 244 and 245 for the long life prayers. Gani ra we ko we shin kam di Ten dan de wa ma lu shu we ne Chere jiwanten zingya soyi, shape sitte bardu tenju chi. Jonu iye nara wang shotu, awatare tembara dopa, rozan gewe deton le pelchok, shashe jindu alama sowa de. Tupsu chanye nyanga gewe, Ten
japten sho. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
So I don't want you to get the impression that, oh, maybe Krishna said, never sit down and meditate on emptiness. Please, no. I don't mean you have to sit down all the time, but you can analyze. Doesn't mean, oh, you should not sit down. That's not good, you know. So, yeah, of course, no, if you have time, then maybe sit down 2 minutes, 3 minutes, just to concentrate. We need to concentrate. Without concentration, we are never going to find the target. We need to concentrate. Even though you are walking, or I'm going to eat, you need to concentrate, you know. So, and, you know, it's also good, you know, to sit down and, you know, maybe think, you know. So, that's not only way. So, okay? Oh, yeah. Thank you. Good night.